and the Discoverers and the Hastings High Tigers. And the Hastings High Gals losing tonight to Columbus in the first ball game by a score of 69-44. The Discoverers led it all four breaks here tonight, 12-11 at the end of the first quarter. It was 28-15 at halftime, 41-31 after three quarters, and Columbus winning by a score of 69-44. Marika Van Brocklin led the way for Hastings High. She had 12 points in the ball game. Zoe Mays had 11. The only two girls reached double figures tonight for Hastings High. The Tigers are now 0-4 on the season. Columbus is now 4-1. The leading scorer tonight was Ellie Klink. She scores 19 points. Then he had Tyler Zelag having 17. Sammy Lucari had 15. And 10 points for Molly Hausman. So Columbus wins it in girls' high school basketball tonight. Final score of 69-44. The only other Hastings team in action tonight is the Hastings St. Cecilia girls. They're playing on the road tonight at Wood River. We're trying to get a score for you here before we leave the airways here tonight. The Adams Central boys and girls basketball teams have the night off tonight. We've got more high school basketball coming away on Friday night here on 1230 KHS. We will pick up the Adams Central Patriots. They've got a doubleheader plan with the four Chanticleers out at the Patriot Gym. Girls boys basketball doubleheader, 5:45 for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the girls game, and 7:45 for the guys. For the Patriots on Friday night, they're on 1230 KHIS. Friday night on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We've got Hastings St. Cecilia playing a boys basketball game with a Sutton Mustang. Should be a great contest there. Kevin Asher and the Blue Hawks taking on Steve Sponberg and the Sutton Mustangs. Airtime will be at 7:30 with a pregame show and 7:45 with a tip-off. We'll have that single game for you on Friday night on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Then on Saturday here on 1230 KHIS, Hastings College basketball, as the Hastings College men and women will play nationally ranked Northwestern on Saturday afternoon. Women's game will go at 2 o'clock with the men to follow at 4. Our pregame show begins at 1:45 on Saturday afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. So a big weekend and a big week of high school and college sports coming your way on our network of stations here at Platte River Radio. Your starting lineups tonight are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Columbus Discoverers, again, their record is sitting at 1 win and 3 losses on the season under head coach Dave Huebner. They've got a win over Lincoln East so far this year and losses to Bellevue West, Lincoln Northeast, and the Omaha Northwest. They will go with Jake Peck, a 5'8" senior. He's averaging 3 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. Dakota Wright, that transfer from Norfolk, he is a 6-foot senior. Wright is averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds per game. Alex Kurtenbach is a 6'4" and senior. He is averaging 7.5 points and 5.7 rebounds per game. Matt Otten is a 6'4" and senior. Otten is averaging 5.5 points and 3 rebounds per game. And the other starter for Columbus will be Brandon Sargent, a 6'2" and senior. He's averaging 6.7 points and 2.5 rebounds per ballgame. Columbus is a team that's hitting 37% of their field goal trying so far this year, 20% from three-point territory, and 64% from the free throw line. They're getting out-rebounded by their opponents 27-32. Columbus is averaging 28 turnovers per ballgame. They're forcing 22 on the opposite end. The Hastings High Tigers, a record of 1 win, 2 losses on the season under head coach Scott Rosno. They've got a win over Holdridge this year and losses to Seward and North Platte. Tigers will go with Patrick Opperman, a 6'4" and senior. Opperman so far in the 3 ball games has scored 18 points for the Tigers. Mark Gooden is another starter for Hastings, a 6'1" junior. Gooden had 6 points on Friday night of that win over Holdridge. He scored 3 points in the contest against North Platte earlier this year. Grady Minky is a 6-foot senior. Minky with 13 points in the opener against Seward had 7 points in the ball game against Holdridge. Grady Minky with 20 points in the 3 ball games just for Hastings. Tyler Rebarger, the leading scorer for the Tigers from Friday night as he pumped in 11 points. Rebarger is 6'1" junior. Cade Welke is the other starter for Hastings, a 6'2" and senior. Welke so far this year has scored 14 points for Hastings High. Their starting lineups have been brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, now with three locations at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. So we're set to go. Boys High School basketball action for you here tonight from Columbus. Tigers on the road in their road black uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the orange. Columbus going to be dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the burgundy. Columbus controls the opening tip. The Discoverers will shoot to our basket to our left. Columbus is a team that's averaging 47 points per ball game on offense. They've got the ball at the top of the key. That's a hot and down low. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good. They missed the easy one as they take her down low to Alex Kurtenbach. Hastings High comes back the other way. Tigers with the ball. Brady Minkey goes to Rebarger. Giant shoots and scores. Tyler Rebarger scores on a feed there from Brady Minkey. Left to right across the lane, and the Hastings High Tigers are out on top. 2-0 is the score. 7.5 to play. Here in the first quarter, there's an entry pass deflected away from a Brandon Sargent. Comes way out inside now to a Matt Otten. Out to the top of the key now to a Dakota Wright. Bombs it over there to a Matt Otten. Down on the baseline on the right side. Brings it up on the wing now to Kurtenbach. Back down here on the left side. A shot is taken there by Dakota Wright. It's air ball. No good. Picked up underneath the hole. A shot's going to be no good by Kurtenbach. And a rebound comes down to Hastings High. 2-0. Tigers have the lead. Hastings High with the ball. As the Tigers come back with it now. Hastings High on the offensive attack. Columbus is in a man-to-man defense. Here's Rebarger with it. On the wing on the right side, comes out on top. Bounce pass goes back down low. Here's Opperman. Shot up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the loose ball. It is loose. Comes down now into three-point territory. It's picked up here by the Tigers. Brady Minkey has got it over on the far sideline out of Cade Wilkie. Hastings High will reset the offense. Wilkie comes to a Mark Gooden just underway. Hastings with a 2-0 lead over Columbus in boys high school basketball. Rebarger to Opperman. Free throw line extended left side. Opperman looks to the three. Bounce pass goes inside to Wilkie. Spins, puts it up there and scores. Cade Wilkie scores. Hastings High with a 4-0 lead here in the ball game. Here comes Columbus back the other way. Eck has got it. He loses control. He goes out of bounds. It's going to be tipped out of his hands there by Rebarger of Hastings. End of the ball game now for Columbus is going to be Nick Linder. Linder averaging 2 points per ball game, 3 rebounds per game, a 6'2" junior. So he comes in just a minute and 45 seconds into the ball game. There's a Dakota Wright with the ball now for Columbus. Dribbling out here in 3 point territory, picked up there by the Tigers, Tyler Rebarger. Out on top is going to be Linder. Swings it left side now to Eck. Jake Eck puts it on the floor, dribbles back out between the circles here for Columbus. 4-0 is the score. Hastings High has the lead. Here's a pass deflected. It's into the back quarter. It's picked up by the Tigers. Brady Minkey has it, and he loses control of the ball. It's going to be picked up by Eck. So back-to-back turnovers, one on each team here. Columbus back in their offensive scoring zone, trailing in the ball game by a score of 4-0. Hastings High in a man-to-man defense. Matt Otten has got the ball. High post to Linder. Takes it to the elbow, right side. Now they come over here to Dakota Wright. To the free throw line. Linder puts up a shot good. Wright gets the assist. Nick Linder scores from the free throw line. Columbus is on the board. 4-2 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Here's a pass deflected down the near sideline. And now do we have a traveling violation? It was saved there by Dakota Wright right in front of the Columbus bench. Linder got his hands on it, and he's called for the traveling violation. 2 turnovers on Columbus, 2 on Hastings High. Tigers will inbound the ball with 5 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. 4-2 is the score. Hastings High up by 2 points. Here's a Rebarger with the ball, brings it back into the offensive scoring zone. Gets it out between the circles now to Mark Gooden. Hastings High will be patient offensively here. Look for the good shot. Tyler Rebarger now to Opperman for 3. Takes it. It's going to be no good. Rebounded here by Minkey. Lost his balance. The ball is loose. It's picked up by Jake Eck. Into the fourth quarter, out of Linder. He dishes it off, and his shot is up and in. Nice pass by Linder to Kurtenbach. He lays it in, and Columbus has come back to score the next 4 points. And the Tigers in Columbus now tied at 4 points apiece. Wilkie to Opperman at the free throw line. His shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Down for the rebound. It's going to be brought down by Eck. One shot and done for the Tigers. Eck goes down to the baseline. Here's Kurtenbach. His shot is up there. No good. Gets his own rebound. Collins shot is up and in. Kurtenbach now with 4 points in the ball game. Columbus out on top of Hastings High by a score of 6-4. Rebound's going to be a big issue here in the ball game here tonight. You got to win the boards, according to Scott Rosno. You got to cut down on turnovers. 6-4 is the score. Hastings High trailing now for the first time tonight. A 2-point lead by Columbus. There's a Mark Gooden with the ball. Gooden puts it on the floor, dribbles to the wing on the left side, picked up there by Dakota Wright. Gets it now to a Brady Minkey. Now to Patrick Opperman at the top of the key. Opperman bounce pass right side to Rebarger. gives it inside now with it back to the basket. Is going to be Wilkie. Kicks it back out to Opperman for three. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Dakota Wright. Dakota Wright with the ball now for Columbus. The Discoverers have scored six straight points here in the ball game. Driving the baseline, Linder puts up a shot. It's good and he fouls. Nick Linder comes off of the bench to hit a couple of field goals here. He gets the field goal to go down, and he is fouled in a play there by the Tigers. That's the first personal foul on Hastings High in the ball game, and it comes to the 3:47 mark. Here comes Scepter Dulong into the ball game. The foul is going to be called on Mark Gooden of Hastings. That's going to be his first. So the bucket counts here for Columbus. Hastings High got to a great start. They scored the first two buckets of the ball game, but Columbus has come back with 8 points of their own. And Nick Linder, a 50% foul shooter, goes to the free throw line here. One of the Discoverers, his shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Linder, a three-point play. And Columbus is out on top of Hastings High by a score of 9-4 with 3 minutes and 47 seconds to play now here in the first quarter. We got some pressure here by the Discoverers in backcourt, and a foul is going to be called. Rebarger trying to bring the ball up to four here, and he was fouled there by the Discoverers. Foul is going to go on Matt Ott, and that's going to be his first team foul on Columbus here in the first period. So Hastings High again will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Patrick Opperman will trigger things in for Hastings. Gets it to a Brady Minky. He's picked up there by Otten. Minky puts it on the floor, races the ball into the offensive zone. Then comes over here to Tyler Rebarger. To a Duong. Out between the rings now for Hastings High. To Rebarger. His shot from just to the right of the circle is up and in. Tyler Rebarger scores there for Hastings High. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and the Tigers are back to within 1 point. Check that, within 3 points now. It's 9-6. 9-6, the Tigers trailing. There's a shot off of the baseline by Otten. It's up there from 15. It's good. Otten scores there for the Columbus Discoverers. It's now 11-6 on the left baseline. We're down to 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Tigers down by 5 points. Hastings High back with the ball. Here's Rebarger on the baseline, left side of the hoop here. Rebarger, ball high above his head. Now to a Duong at the top of the circle. Center moving right to left. Across the top of the key, sent to the left side to Minky, then back inside to Patrick Opperman. His shot is up and in. Nice feed there by Brady Minky. Patrick Opperman gets the field goal. It's 11-8. Driving back the other way is Linder. Foul called. Or is it? It's just knocked out of his hands. They wanted a foul call. They didn't get it. As Linder drives the ball to the hole there against Opperman of Hastings, Opperman knocks it out of bounds. Nate Eck into the ball game now for Jake Eck. 11-8 with 2 minutes and 36 seconds to play. Here in the opening period, 11-8 is the score. Columbus has got the lead. Nick Linder with the ball. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner. On the left side is Ada. Down low to Matt Olson. Then back inside. Here's a shot up there by Sargent. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. Brandon Sargent grabs the ball out here in three-point territory. Sargent now to Matt Otten. Otten on the right sideline to Nick Linder. Hastings High in a man-to-man defense. There's a pass out to Nate Eck. Down in the corner now to a Matt Otten. Back out to Nate Eck. Comes across the top to a Nick Linder. Linder brings it back to the left side now. Matt Olson down on the baseline, back to the top of the key. Preston Oldberg is into the ball game now for the Columbus Discoverers. There's a shot from the wing by Nate Eck. It's up into the three-pointer. Nate Eck buries the three-pointer, and Columbus is out on top now by a score of 14-8. And the Discoverers hit their first three-pointer of the ball game. Down a minute and 45 seconds to play. Here's Brady Minky, dribble penetration, nice pass down low. A shot is up and in. Eric Garage checks into the ball game to give him the ball, and Eric Garage scores on the right baseline, making it a 14-10 ball game. And now Columbus wants to call a timeout. The Discoverers call a timeout. A minute and 33 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Columbus has the lead. It's the Discoverers 14, Hastings 9-10.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Our play is back in. Columbus will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Sargent has got it. He races it into the offensive zone here against Eric Garrett. Hands the ball away to Linder. He drives toward the hole. Ball is knocked out of his hands out of bounds. They're going to give the ball to a Columbus. Last touch by the Tigers inside. Ty Anderson is into the ball game now for Hastings High. He did not play against Holdridge on Friday night, but Ty Anderson into the ball game now for Scott Rosno and the Tigers, a 6'2" and senior. Back into the ball game now for Columbus is going to be Dakota Wright. A minute and 23 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 14-10. Columbus has got the lead over Hastings High. Dakota Wright inbounds the ball to a Nick Linder. They get it to a Jake Eck. Then back outside. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be short by a Nate Eck. And the rebound comes down to Duong. Duong for Hastings High gets it out of the hands of Will Reimer, who's into the ball game for Hastings High. Reimer dribbles to the wing on the right side. Gets it to a Ty Anderson. Anderson now out between the circles. That's going to be Brady Minkey with the ball. Down to a Kate Wilkie. Down to a Will Reimer again. Hastings High working against this man-to-man defense. Duong drives down the lane, tries to dish off to Gyrus. The ball is tipped away, and it is picked up by Columbus. The third turnover on Hastings High. Nate Eck with the ball. Dribbles to the top of the circle. Feeds it inside, then back outside to Linder for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings ball. An air ball thrown up there by the Discoverers at the top of the key. So Hastings will play things in. 37 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 14-10. The Discoverers out on top of Hastings after the Tigers scored the first 4 points of the ball game. Here comes Will Reimer back with the ball now. Jake Eck will pick him up in backcourt for the Discoverers. Here's the feed to a Duong. Duong takes it to the top of the three-point circle. Cross-court pass to Ty Anderson. Fakes the three, takes it down to the baseline, goes up with a shot. Fouled. Ty Anderson gets the field goal there for Hastings High. He is fouled on the play, and Ty goes to the free throw line now to try to convert on a three-point play. The foul goes on Nick Linder. That's going to be his first team foul, number two on the Discoverers. 14-12, the Tigers back within two. End of the ball game now is going to be Matt Olson. Olson comes in. Nick Linder comes out for Dave Huebner and the Columbus Discoverers. Ty Anderson to the free throw line. For Hastings High, he scored 5 points in the three ball games thus far. But his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He misses on a potential three-point play. 14 seconds to go, first quarter. Jake Eck with the ball. Hustles into the forecourt now to Dakota Wright. Dakota picked up by Anderson. Here's a two-handed pass to the right sideline to Nate Eck. Down to a Jake Eck. Still out here in three-point territory. Throws up a three-pointer. No good. Hit by the buzzer. No good by Nate Eck. Is no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books tonight in boys high school basketball here on 1230 KHIS. And our score at the first quarter break is going to be Columbus 14, Hastings High 12. You're listening to Tiger Basketball.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Experience the joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has the most unique and festive ideas, including wreaths, seasonal bouquets, and poinsettias. Shop the Ooze and Oz level for even more gift ideas. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
And here in the second quarter of play, after a little stint with a chicken song and also the Macarena here, the crowd on hand in Columbus, 14-12 was the score. Columbus with a two-point lead, Hastings to the wall. Tyler Rebarger back into the ball game, goes for the hole, and shot is up there, still good. Rebound, Opperman, follow shot, good, and he's fouled. Patrick Opperman on the offensive glass there for Hastings High, rebounding the missed shot by Rebarger. Opperman gets the field goal for Hastings High, and Patrick now goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. We are tied at 14 points apiece here tonight. As Patrick Opperman goes to the line, the foul is going to be called on Kurtenbach. That's his first. Shot from the line is going to be no good by Opperman. Tigers now 0-2 from the free throw line. Hastings High has come back to tie things up at 14 points apiece. Here in the second quarter, driving the baseline, putting up a lunar there is going to be Dakota Wright. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Minkey of Hastings High. Back the other way comes a Rebogger for Hastings. Now to a Patrick Opperman, left side of the lane, drives it to the hole. His shot is up there, and off balance shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Kurtenbach. Long pass down to Ford. It's going to be too far. They throw it out of bounds. Trying to get it to a Dakota Wright. They threw it a little bit too far. It goes out of bounds. That's the third turnover on Columbus here in the ball game. Hastings High with three. 7 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings 14 and Columbus 14. In boys high school basketball, the Tigers trying to win their second straight ball game here tonight on the road. Brady Minkie with it down in the corner to Tyler Rebarger. Back inside to Opperman. He's double teamed. Tries to dish it off across the lane to a Wilkie. He wasn't looking for it. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be a turnover on Hastings. Opperman was surrounded underneath the basket there. In fact, he was double teamed to try to shovel it away right to left across the free throw line or the lane there. And it goes out of bounds on the far sideline. So four turnovers on Hastings. Columbus will come back the other direction with a ball. We're tied up at 14 points apiece. From the corner, Eck throws it up there. Shot no good. Rebounded loose, and the lane, a shot is up and in. Alex Kurtenbach grabs the loose ball in the lane there and scores. Back the other way is Wilkie. He outraces the defense and scores. Gabe Wilkie answers right back, and we're tied up again at 16 points apiece in the second quarter. Down in the corner, here's a Dakota Wright. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. One shot and out. Hastings High grabs the ball. That's a Wilkie with a rebound out of Brady Mickey. He drives it down the floor. His shot is up there. It's no good. Almost tapped out. It's picked up here by Columbus. Back the other way is a Jake Eck. This is like a hockey match to a Nate Eck. Free throw line extended right side. Now they get it on the high post to a Kurtenbach. He hands it away to Matt Otten. Otten throws it down in the corner on the right side to a Nate Eck. Bounce pass is going to be deflected. It's loose. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Columbus ball. Last touchdown there by Hastings High. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Brogan Shea. He's going to come in for Opperman. 5 minutes and 59 seconds to play. In the second quarter, we're tied up at 16 points apiece. Preston Oberg will inbound the ball now for Columbus. Down in the corner to Jake Eck. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Caleb Tim. Now to Eck again as he directs some traffic out here in three-point territory. Hastings High with a man-to-man defense. On the right sideline is Matt Otten. Feeds it right side of the lane to a Dakota Wright. Wright is double-teamed, kicks it back out. On the wing on the right side, now they come across the top to Jake Eck. 5:39 to play here in the second quarter. We're tied up at 16 points apiece. There's Oberg with the ball. They get it inside to Otten. Comes over here on the near sideline to Jake Eck. His shot for three is good. And the ball in the paint there, and then they kick it out to Jake Eck, who scores on a three-pointer, 19-16. Here's Rebarger. His shot from three is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Matt Otten. He runs it back the other way, two on three. Here's a feed to Caleb Tim. His driving layup is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings High. Brady Mickey back the other way for Hastings High. Pulls up at the top of the three-point circle to Wilkie. He fakes, now spins in a lane, dishes off. Here's a shot to Gooden. His shot is up and in. Mark Gooden scores there for Hastings. And the Tigers are back within one, 19-18. Fast-paced first half here from Columbus High School. Under 5 minutes to play. Entry pass deflected is picked up here. Again, Bonner discovers. They'll come out on top to Tim. Tim now to Eck. They move it down in the corner to Oberg. Now right side of the lane to Otten. He drives to the hole. The shot is going to be up there. No good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up by Hastings. Picked up there by the Tigers. Mark Gooden has got it on the rebound. Down to Brady Mickey. Back to Gooden here on the right sideline. His pass is going to be deflected. It's brought down by Rebarger. Rebarger now to Gooden. He fires up a three-pointer. It's blocked from behind by Columbus. It's picked up in the lane. Here's a shot by Shea. That's going to be no good. Ball is loose. It's still loose. And Shea picks it back up. He throws one off of the back iron. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Otten, and he's called for the traveling violation. Getting a lot of shots away there, one way or the other, but nothing going down to the hole. 19-18 is the score. Hastings down by a point. The Tigers will play things in backcourt. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. You can pursue your passion at Hastings College. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings trailing by a point. Rebarger with the ball deep in the corner of the right side. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles behind a double screen at the top of the key. Still can't put up a shot. Rebarger moves it to the top of the circle. Bounce pass down, low mishandled there by Brady Minkie. The ball's brought out of there by Dwight Wright. With Dakota Wright into the fourth quarter now for Columbus. Driving the baseline is going to be Eck. Puts the man in the air. Can't go for the shot. Gives it to Tim. His shot is no good, and he's fouled in the play. So a personal foul here will go on Hastings. That's going to be the first foul, I think, on Gowrich. Yep, Eric Gowrich picks up his first. Going to the free throw line for Columbus will be Caleb Tim. First time this year he's been to the free throw line in the four ball games. 19-18, Hastings trailing by one. Caleb Tim's free throw is up there and in. Columbus is a team hitting 64% of their foul shots this year, 37% from the field, and 20% from three-point territory. Scepter Duong is into the ballgame now for Hastings, replacing Mark Gooden. Tigers trailing by a couple of points here. 20-18 is the score. As if Tim will have one more. Shot is up there. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings High. Scepter Duong with a rebound. Gets it away now to Will Reimer, who's back into the ballgame. Reimer behind a Gowrich screen. Moves it to Rebogger. Now to Duong at the top of the key. Looks at the three. Passes up. The ball's going to be poked away. It's loose. Gowrich had it. Lost it. Duong has got it. Now the scramble is on. Jump ball is called. Duong on the floor there. They get tied up on the play by Preston Oberg of Columbus. The arrow was pointing in favor of the Discoverers. So that's a Hastings High turnover. Six turnovers on the Tigers so far here in the first half of play. Four on Columbus. 20-18 the score now. Hastings High down by a pair. And Columbus will look to add to the lead right here. Nate Eck will bring the ball back into the offensive scoring zone against the Duong. His pass deflected is going to be picked up here by Oberg. Sends it down in the corner. That's Matt Ott with the ball. Now to Oberg. Dribble penetration. Dishes off in the lane there. His shot is up there and in. Brandon Stewart with a Brandon Sargent scoring there for Columbus. That's his first field goal. And the Discoverers out to a 22-18 lead. Hastings High comes back and a foul is going to be called. Tigers quickly getting the ball to a hole there. And Tyler Rebogger, but a foul is going to be called on the way in. They go on the Discoverers. That's going to be the team foul number four on the Discoverers. It's going to go on Nate Eck. That's going to be his first. So Hastings High will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Trailing in the ball game by four, 22-18. Rebarger gets it in. They get it out to a Cade Wilkie. Now to Opperman. Down in the baseline. Here's a shot taken by Will Reimer. Misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down to Matt Houghton. Reimer misses a driving layup in the left corner toward the goal. And he misses it. Tigers down by four. Here's Oberg with the ball. Takes it into the paint. He's surrounded. His pass is going to be deflected. It's into the backcourt. Scramble is on, and it's finally picked up by Reimer. Reimer drives for the hole, and he's mauled in the play, and a foul is called. Preston Oberg is going to commit the personal foul here. Tell you what, these guys going after it here in the first two quarters. Reimer goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. That's going to be the first foul on Oberg, team foul number five on the Discoverers. 2:28 to play here in the second quarter. 22-18, Tigers trailing. Shot from the free throw line by Reimer is up and in. Reimer scored 2 points in the ball game against Seward to start the year. Had 2 points against North Platte. And he threw up the triple deuces with another two-point performance the other night. And he's got 2 points here in this ball game against Columbus as he hits the second free throw. And the Tigers are back to within 2 points now, 22-20. Hastings will apply some pressure back here now in backcourt. Dakota Wright will inbound the ball here for Columbus. He will get things into a Jake Eck. Takes the ball down the right sideline against Reimer. Eck brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Here's a pass out on top to Kurtenbach down in the corner to a right. He drives the baseline. Is running one-hander. Is up there. It's no good. The ball taps out of bounds. Last test there by Opperman of Hastings. So it'll be Columbus playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket here. Triggering things in will be Preston Oberg for the Discoverers. Preston with the ball high above his head, looking inbound the ball. Looking. Finally gets it in at the count of four. Out here to Jake Eck, way out near the 10-second line. Eck now dribbling with the ball against Patrick Opperman. Hands it away to a Dakota Wright. Comes on the near sideline. The ball is lost out of bounds. Preston Oberg right in front of the Tiger bench. Lost control of the ball. It goes sailing into the Tiger bench. That's five turnovers now on Columbus here in the ball game. Back into the ball game is going to be Tyler Rebarger. Going out is going to be Will Reimer. 2 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in the second quarter, 22-20. Columbus with a two-point lead. The Discoverers led at the end of the first quarter by a score of 14-12. Hastings High with the ball. Minky goes over to Ty Anderson, is back into the ball game. Free throw line extended left side. Back out to Cade Wilkie. Now to Rebarger. Rebarger holds it. As he backs on out of there now, Tyler Rebarger puts it on the floor. Dribbles out near the 10-second line. 22-20 is the score. Hastings High down by 2 points. Rebarger down in the corner on the right side. Two-handed pass comes out to Wilkie. Wilkie out in three-point territory. Now to Patrick Opperman. Opperman holds the ball here. He drives it inside the free throw circle. Down the lane. His running one-hander is up there. Opperman's shot is going to be no good. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Columbus. Opperman getting some penetration down the lane, but could not finish at the hole. 125 to play here in the second quarter. 22-20 the score. Columbus with a two-point lead. Hastings High will inbound. Here's a Ty Anderson. His shot is up there. It's going to be good just inside the ring. A long two-point field goal by Ty Anderson. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. We are tied at 22 points apiece. With 1:13 to play here in the first half from Columbus. Jake Eck with the ball. Jake comes over here to a Dakota Wright to the free throw line. Here's a jumper by Kurtenbach. It's up there. It's no good. Ball tapped out, picked up by Wright of Columbus. Now to Jake Eck. Takes it down on the baseline. He's feeding it away into a Sergeant. But his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes out of Hastings High. Long pass down the floor. It is retrieved here by Hastings High. That's going to be Rebarger with it now. Rebarger comes out to Ty Anderson. Brings it back to a Tyler. Left side down in three-point territory. There's a feed inside to Patrick Opperman, and his shot is up and in. Rebarger gets the assist as he feeds it right inside to Patrick Opperman, who posts it up left side of the lane, and the Tigers now have a two-point lead. Hastings High 24 and Columbus 22 with 39 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Back into the ball game for Hastings will be Gooden. Coming out will be Ty Anderson. 24-22 is the score. Hastings is out on top by 2 points here. Columbus will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Hastings High will pressure. That's a Dakota Wright inbounding the ball to get it to Jake Eck. Eck will bring things up against Mark Gooden. Eck puts it on the floor, dribbles from the near side. Now he's double-teamed. He's got to call a timeout. Eck brought it right to the mid-court stripe there, and then he was double-teamed and has to burn a timeout. 32.4 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 24, Columbus 22.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name, they put up a couple jerseys, doesn't make you a sports bar. No, that's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks? Booza! Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food? Booza! Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports? Booza! Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so Hastings High trying to win their second straight ball game here tonight. They've got the lead, 24-22. We're in the second quarter as Columbus will play things in. Under 30 seconds to play now as Eck has got the ball down in the corner of the right side to a Dakota Wright. He holds it. As Hastings High is in the man-to-man, here's a pass out on top. It's going to be deflected out of bounds there. And it's lost out of bounds by Jake Eck. Tyler Rebarger tips the ball to the far sideline. Eck went after the try to chase it down there for the Discoverers and left the ball out of bounds. So a turnover on Columbus. That's their sixth of the first half. And now Hastings High with 17.7 seconds to play will inbound the ball off of the far sideline with a chance to go for the final shot here of the second period. Try to extend their lead out. 24-22 is the score. Hastings High will play things in. Opperman now to a Brady Minkey. He walks the ball into the offensive zone as he goes over to Tyler Rebarger. Behind the screen from Minkey. Hands it away down to Brady. Brady Minkey dribbles behind his back, drives it down the lane. Nice dish there down low. A shot by Wilkie is blocked, but the foul is called. Nice job there by Brady Minkey taking the ball down the lane. Dribbles behind his back, dishes off on a bounce pass to Cade Wilkie, right side of the basket, where he is hammered on the play. And Wilkie goes to the free throw line now for a couple of free throws as he was mauled in the act of shooting by Jake Eck. His first free throw is good. Cade Wilkie now with 5 points in the ball game for Hastings. And the Tigers now have a 25-22 advantage. The second free throw is up there by Wilkie. That one is good. So he hits a pair. 26-22. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's Eck, and he is fouled in backcourt by Tyler Rebarger with 1 second left. However, that is only the third team foul in Hastings High, so no free throws. Rebarger commits the personal foul here in the backcourt. That's his first, but only the third team foul in Hastings. And now it'll be Columbus inbounding the ball on the far sideline with only one tick on the watch here. As Nick Linder will inbound the ball for Columbus. Long pass down to foot is lobbed into the lane here. It's going to be deflected by Opperman, and that is the end of the first half. The Hastings High Tigers have got the lead here at halftime as they lead Columbus at the break. The score after two quarters, Hastings High 26, Columbus 22. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred, will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in Columbus tonight. High school basketball on 1230 KHAS. The Hastings High Tigers with a lead over the Discoverers here at the break. The score is 26-22. Hastings High scored the first 4 points of the ball game here tonight, but then Columbus got on the scoreboard. In fact, they scored 9 straight points to grab a 9-4 advantage there in the first quarter. Columbus got out to a 14-8 advantage before the Tigers scored the last 4 points in that first period. It was 14-12 after one period. We were tied up at 14 and tied up at 16 in the second quarter before Columbus took a 22-18 advantage over Hastings. Tigers came back to tie things up at 22 points apiece. Then Hastings scoring the last 4 points as they've got the lead here at halftime by a score of 26-22. Hastings actually scoring the last 8 points on the second quarter. After falling behind 22-18, they score the next 8 points, and they've got the lead here at halftime. The score, 26-22 over Columbus here tonight. Hastings High been to the free throw line 6 times. They've converted on 4 so far here in the first half, 2 of 3 for the Discoverers. Each team with 6 turnovers here in the first 2 quarters of play. But Hastings High with the lead over the Columbus Discoverers, a Class A opponent tonight. They have a 4-point advantage at the break. It's 26-22. We'll take a 1-minute timeout, come back and check the scoring in the first half as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in Columbus tonight. High school basketball on 1230 KHAS. Hastings High with a lead over the Columbus Discoverers. The score is 26-22 here at the break. Hastings High in the first half of play getting contributions from 7 different players as far as the offense is concerned. Patrick Opperman and Cade Wilkie leading the way so far. They've got 6 points apiece. Opperman has got three field goals for his six. Kate Wilkie has got a couple of field goals, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, 6 points. 9 points in the first half from Tyler Rebarger. He's knocked down a 3 and a 2. 4 points for Ty Anderson. Anderson with a couple of field goals in the first half. Will Reimer has got 2 free throws and 2 attempts for his only points in the first half. Mark Gooden with a field goal for 2. And Eric Gowrich has got a field goal and 2 points. Again, the Tigers 4 out of 6 from the free throw line in the first half, and officially 6 turnovers in the basketball game. Columbus is being led by Alex Kurtenbach so far. He's got 6 points in the contest. Kurtenbach has got 3 field goals. He's not been to the line yet. Nick Linder has got 5 points. He's got a couple of field goals. And he is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. 3 points from Jake Eck on a three-pointer here tonight. Nate Eck has also got 3 points on a three-pointer. 2 points for Matt Otten on a field goal. Brandon Sargent has got a field goal and 2 points. Caleb Tim, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 for Columbus. The Discovers 2 out of 3 from the free throw line in the first half, unofficially 6 turnovers in the basketball game. So Hastings High with a lead here at halftime over Columbus by the score of 26-22. And the girls' ball game preceding this one, Hastings High went toe-to-toe with Columbus in the first quarter. In fact, they trailed by just 1 at the end of the opening period, 12-11. Columbus then outscores Hastings High in the second quarter, 16-4. Columbus had a 28-15 halftime advantage. They increased that lead to 20 points at the end of 3, 51-31. They win over the Tigers tonight by a score of 69-44. Marika Van Brocklin hit 4 3-pointers and finished with 12 points for Hastings High. Zoe Mays had 4 field goals, and she was 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. She had 11 points. The Tigers unofficially 16 turnovers in the ballgame. They were 5 out of 9 from the free throw line. Columbus got 19 points from Allie Klink in the ballgame tonight. Also in double figures, we had Kyla Selag, as she scored 17 points. Sammy Lakari had 15 points and 10 for Molly Hausman. So they had 4 players in double figures, led by the 19 from Ellie Klink. And Columbus goes on to beat Hastings High in girls high school basketball tonight by a score of 69-44. The Tigers are now 0-4 on the season after their losses to Seward, North Platte, the Holdridge, and down to Columbus here tonight. The Tigers will play at York on Saturday. The only other Hastings team playing tonight is a girls game in Wood River between Hastings St. Cecilia and the Wood River Eagles. And we understand that Hastings St. Cecilia has beaten Wood River tonight in girls high school basketball on the road by the score of 67-30. The Hastings St. Cecilia Gals, they get the win tonight over Wood River in girls high school basketball by a score of 63-30. We're at halftime here. Boys High School basketball from Columbus. Hastings High out on top of the Discovers by 4, 26-22. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Columbus, boys high school basketball on 1230 KHIS. 26-22, Hastings High with the lead And the Tigers getting 6 points in the first half from Patrick Opperman and Cade Wilkie to lead the way. Leading scorer for the Columbus Discoverers was Alex Kurtenbach. He's got 6 points. And we're set to go with half number two here tonight. Hastings High will have the opening possession. Tigers will shoot to our basket to our left here in the second half, and Opperman will play things in for the Tigers. So Hastings High trying to win their second straight road game here tonight after being Holdridge on Friday night by a count of 49-26. They've got a 2-point lead, actually a 4-point lead here at 26-22. Hastings with the ball. Here's Brady Minkie down there on the baseline, brings it back out to Opperman. Man-to-man defense here for Columbus to start this second half. Mankey goes inside to Good and shovels the ball down low. Here's a shot that's up and in. Cade Wilkie scores there for Hastings High. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. It's 28-22. The Tigers have their biggest lead of the ball game now. Early in the third quarter, here comes the Columbus back with the ball. On the right wing is going to be Caleb Tim, who gets to start here in the second half. The Eck, he drives the ball all the way to the basket. His shot is up and in. Jake Eck takes it right down the right side of the wing and scores. He's got 5 points. So the Discoverers answer back. That's a field goal from Wilkie on the opposite end. Here's a lob pass inside to get it to Wilkie again, and his shot is up and in. Cade Wilkie on the lob pass inside scores. He's got 10 points in the ball game now. Hastings High back out to a 6-point advantage at 30-24, 6:50 to play here in the third quarter. Columbus working against the Hastings High man-to-man defense. Here's a Matt Olson with the ball as he works over here against Rebarger. Lob pass right side of the lane to Kurtenbach. In the lane down to Linder. He goes over in the left side of the lane down to Caleb Tim, and a foul is going to be called. They work the ball here against the Tiger man-to-man, and a foul is going to be called on Hastings High. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Columbus playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. The foul goes on Minkie, and that's going to be his first. So Tim will play things in now for Columbus. Caleb Tim gets it in over on the wing to a Jake Eck. Cross-court pass comes over here to a Matt Olson. Olson out between the rings again to Linder. Out of Jake Eck. Directing some traffic out here. Puts the ball on the floor. Dribbles to the right side of the floor. Reverses it now. Gets it to Caleb Tim. Down in the corner to Matt Olson. Feeds it inside to Kurtenbach. Ball tipped away. It's picked up there by Matt Olson again. The Kurtenbach down to Tim. Three-pointers put up there from the right side of the shot. Good. Caleb Tim, it's his first three-pointer of the season. Has now a 30-27 ball game. 30-27. Hastings High with a 3-point lead. Tigers have the ball. Here's a pass deflected away from Mark Gooden. The ball is going to be picked up by Tim. He drives his shot good. Hastings High turns it away. Caleb Tim gets the field goal. It's now 30-29. The Tigers leading by 1 point here with 5:48 to play. Here's Opperman for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wilkie. Wilkie right at the free throw line for Hastings. Throws it out on the wing on the right side as Hastings resets the offense. Mark Gooden has got it now. Spins away. Gets it to Minkie. Billy travels with the ball. Pass is going to be deflected. Rebarger picks it up near the 10-second line. 30-29. Columbus has got the lead. Rebarger from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Kurtenbach. And now Columbus can pull ahead here with a field goal. Jake Eck has got it. Eck moves it down here to Matt Olson. Out on the baseline. His pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Minkie. He drives it down the floor. Stops the free throw line. Down to Wilkie. Down on the baseline to Rebarger. Shot is going to be no good. Rebound Wilkie. His shot's going to be no good. Ball tapped out. Minkie grabs it. His shot in the lane. That one is off of the right side. No good. And Hastings can't convert here. Three shots to the bucket. And the rebound comes down to Columbus. Three close range jumpers there for Hastings. And they couldn't convert. 30-29. Tigers up by 1 point. Columbus has got the ball. Here's a Matt Olson. Entry pass is going to be deflected away. The scramble is on. It's going to be taken down by Hastings. The seventh turnover on Columbus. There's a Brady Minkie down the near sideline, right-handed dribble, pulls up at the top of the three-point circle, lobs the ball down low on the baseline. That's Rebarger with the ball. Has it tapped away, Rebarger picks it back up. Now to Opperman. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Patrick Opperman scores there for Hastings High. He's got 8 points in the ball game, and the Tigers back onto a three-point lead. 32-29 is the score. Hastings leading by three. We're down to 4:15 to play here in the third quarter. On the wing on the left side is Linder. His pass down low to Olson is going to be swatted away there by Opperman. But Patrick picks up the personal foul for his efforts. First foul on Patrick Opperman, team foul number two on the Tigers. Here comes Ty Anderson into the ball game. Here comes Shea into the ball game as well for Hastings High. Gooden is going to check out. Wilkie is going to check out. 32-29, Hastings with a three-point lead. There's a Caleb Tim down in the corner now to Kurtenbach. Hastings stays with a man-to-man defense. Dakota Wright down in the corner to Kurtenbach. Two-handed pass to Linder on the left wing. Drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and he's fouled in the play. A push from behind. Going to go on the Tigers. That's going to be the third team foul already on Hastings High here in the second half. It's going to go on Brogan Shea. That's going to be his first. Now we're going to have some free throws here. Free throws by the Discoverers. The shot is up there. It's going to be good. Nick Linder gets his first free throw to go down. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. Linder, a 50% foul shooter in the season. He is now 2 out of 2 from the free throw line tonight. The Hastings High lead is 2 points. Next shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down through the hole. So Linder hits a pair. It's now 32-31. Hastings with a one-point lead. End of the ball game now is going to be Matt Olson. Going out is going to be Kurtenbach. Now the Discoverers applying pressure back here in backcourt. Rebarger comes over here to Patrick Opperman. Opperman races the ball into the offensive zone. Comes here to Ty Anderson. Now to Rebarger between the circles. Down in the corner to Mickey. Feeds it inside. Here's a shot by Shea. It's going to be no good. He gets his own rebound. Goes to Anderson. Throws it back out to the free throw line. That's Opperman with the ball. The Tigers missing a ton of easy shots here in the second half. There's a Brady Mickey in three-point territory. Mickey holds it. Bounce pass goes inside. Backing up, throwing up a shot is going to be Shea, and he's fouled in the play. Shea hits that one off with a glass, but he is fouled in the play, and he'll go to the free throw line here as he's fouled in the active shooting. Caleb Tim picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one on the Discoverers. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Shea. Brogan Shea in there now for the Tigers at the stripe. His shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. Shea will get one more. Shea is 6'4" and senior for the Tigers. 32-31. Hastings High with a one-point lead. Next shot is up there by Shea. That one is good. He hits 1 out of 2. Here comes Will Reimer into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Brady Minky. So 33-31. Hastings with a two-point lead. 3:29 to play. Here in the third quarter. Here comes the Columbus back in the offensive attack. Dakota Wright off of the baseline, puts a man in the air, dribbles inside, 10-footer, good. Dakota Wright scoring there. That's his first field goal. And Columbus has come back to tie things up at 33 points apiece with 3:15 remaining here in the third. Here comes Rebogger, 3-on-2, back the other way. Tying for 15-footer, good. Ty Anderson hits a 15-footer off of the right side and a 3-on-2 break. Anderson has now got 6 points in the ball game, and now we got some problems here in backcourt with Dakota Wright. A timeout is called by places up his sneaker here in backcourt. 3 minutes and 6 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hastings High with a lead over Columbus tonight. The score is 35-33. Columbus will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Hastings High pressuring. There's a Jake Eck with the ball. Hustles into the forecourt to Wright for three from the corner. His shot rims off. No good. Ball tapped out. Eck picks it back up out here in three-point territory. Eck sends it down in the corner. Now to Nate Eck. Ty Anderson out on him defensively. He comes to a Matt Olson across the top now to Dakota Wright. Back to Eck out here in three-point territory. Eck sends it down in the corner to Matt Olson. Out to Jake Eck now. Playing beyond the circle here. As he looks at the Hastings High man-to-man defense. 2:36 to play here in the third. Tigers have a two-point lead, 35-33. Eck has got the ball down in the corner. Dakota Wright, 4-3. Shot is up there off of the back iron. No good. Sargent has the rebound. It's knocked out of his hands, and a foul is going to be called. Sargent's going to be picking up the personal foul here. Brandon Sargent, he's trying to poke the ball away there. Picks up his first. That's his second team foul on Columbus. 2:26 to play now in the third. Hastings 35 and Columbus 33. Cade Wilkie will inbound the ball for Hastings High. Gets it to Brady Minkie, who's back into the ball game now. Minkie will walk the ball up the floor, crosses the midcourt stripe here. Comes over to Scepter Duong, who's back into the ball game. Out of Brady Minkie. Duong, open for three, takes a shot and misses. Short, and the rebound comes down to Eck. Long pass down to four. They get it to a Dakota Wright, 2-on-1 to the basket. A shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Galvich has got the board. Out of Brady Minkie, he runs her back the other way. Minky now to a Duong. Scepter takes it down to the baseline on the dribble. Reverses the ball and comes out to Minky out in three-point territory. Brady holds it down to Duong in the corner. Back out to Brady Minky out here in three-point territory. Dribbles one, sends it to the right sideline to Reimer. Out to Minky. Entry pass to get it to Wilkie. Out to Duong. Back outside to Minky again. Looking for Gyrish. They can't get the ball to him. Over on the right sideline, Reimer throws up a shot on the baseline. No good. Wilkie grabs the rebound, goes back out, shoots and misses. Ball tapped out, is picked up by Eck. Eck coming back the other way for Columbus. 2-on-1, loses control of the dribble, picks it back up. Not a Linder. Out to Nate Eck for 3, shots short. Rebound, Sargent, he's going to be fouled into play. Gowridge stuck his hands in there and picks up the personal foul. Eric Gowridge picks up his second. He fouled into 4 on the Tigers here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation will be Columbus playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Sargent comes out now for Columbus. Kurtenbach comes back in. Also in for the Discoverers will be Caleb Tim. And coming out will be Matt Olson. 1:18 to play here in the third quarter. Hastings High 35, Columbus 33. The Discoverers will inbound. Eck gets it in the lane to Jake Eck, and his shot can be no good, but he's fouling the play. So Nate was a trigger man, got it into Jake, who is shooting down the lane, and Jake Eck will go to the free throw line now for Columbus. Personal foul called, and Hastings is going to go on Garrett. That's going to be his third. So some free throws coming up here. 35-33. Hastings led at halftime, 26-22. The shot is up there and in by Jake Eck. He has now got 6 points in the ballgame. That's his first free throw tonight. Here comes Opperman back in now for Gyrich. Reimer is also checking out. Mark Gooden back into the ballgame for the Tigers. 35-34. Hastings with a one-point lead. 1:17 to play here in the third. Next shot is up there. It's good. We're tied. Good ballgame here tonight in boys high school basketball. Hastings High trying to win their second straight. This would even up their record at 2 wins and 2 losses. Both of their wins would be on the road if they can grab one here tonight. Hastings High with the ball. Wilkie takes it down to the baseline to Gooden. He goes up for the shot. It's knocked out of his hands. It's picked up here by Hastings High's Patrick Opperman, and the foul is going to be called. The foul here will go on the Discoverers. That's going to be their third team foul here in the second half of play. And the foul goes on Jake Eck. That's going to be his second. 1 minute to play here in the third. The Tigers 35 and Columbus 35. Nick Linder comes into the ballgame now for Columbus, replacing Dakota Wright. So Hastings High will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Scepter Duong will get things in to a Cade Wilkie. Out of Brady Minkey. The Gooden out of Duong down there on the baseline. He's cut off. Scepter's pass is going to be deflected there. It's going to be picked up by Hastings High, a traveling violation. It was deflected. Cade Wilkie tries to grab it right at the free throw line. He's called for the shoveling of the feet. 8 turnovers on Hastings High. And now Columbus can pull ahead here. 49.7 seconds to play in the third. Hastings 35 and Columbus 35 in boys high school basketball. Racing the ball back the other way is going to be Jake Eck. Picked up by Scepter Duong out here. Jake Eck dribbling with the ball. Down the near sideline, behind his screen, runs into Wilkie. Now they get it to the elbow to Kurtenbach to the far sideline. Here's a shot from 3, no good. Rebound Kurtenbach. He goes back up and he's fouled in the play. Going to be fouled here by Scepter Duong with 26.9 seconds to play here in the third. A lot of arms, a lot of bodies flying around in the lane there. And finally a personal foul called on Duong. The good of the free throw line will be Columbus with 26.9 seconds to play here in the third. The shot is up there. The shot is good. Columbus has the lead. That's a curtain block to the line for Columbus. He's now got 7 points in the ballgame. That's his first free throw tonight. Columbus now with a one-point lead. Here comes the next one. It's up there. That one won't go, and the rebound comes down to Wilkie. So it's 36-35. Hastings High trailing by a point. And the stop sign goes up for head coach Scott Rosno. He says, let's play for the final shot here, guys. 17 seconds to play. Gooden with the ball. Brings it back to the center of the floor at the free throw line. Jump pass goes over to Scepter Duong. Over on the wing. Down to the baseline to Gooden. Entry pass to get it to Opperman. Double team to the baseline. His pass out on the wing. Is deflected away. It's going to be picked up by Columbus. Back the other way is Nate Elk. Eck throws it up at the buzzer. It's going to be no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. The Tigers turn it away on the final possession of the third. Columbus will have a one-point lead as we head to the fourth and final quarter. It's Columbus 36, Hastings High 35. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball coverage continues Friday night here on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central against Ford. The girls' boys basketball doubleheader beginning at 5:45. Over on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. You get Hastings St. Cecilia playing at home against the Sutton Mustangs in a boys-only game. 7:30 for the pregame show, 7:45 for the tip-off on the Breeze. 36-35, Columbus with a lead. Columbus with the opening possession here in the fourth quarter. They lob it into the lane. Kurtenbach goes up and he gets nailed in the play. Three bodies hit the deck there as Kurtenbach is fouled in the play. Alex Kurtenbach now goes to the free throw line after he was fouled officially by Tyler Rebarger. That's the second personal foul on Rebarger. Kurtenbach to the free throw line now with the Tigers trailing by a point, 36-35. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes out to Kurtenbach at the free throw line. So Columbus will get another chance here after they miss the front end of the 1-1. Here's Nick Linder with the ball now for Columbus, just inside the ring here on the right side. Cross-court pass goes to Jake Eck. Eck puts it on the floor, dribbles out here in the three-point territory. His pass to Linder, tipped away, picked up by Tim. Tim has got it now, out to Linder. Dribble penetration down the lane to the basket. He goes. His shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Tigers come back with the ball. Minky comes down the near sideline to Ty Anderson. Anderson dribbles to the top of the three-point circle. Out there, Rebarger for three. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Nate Eck. Nate brings it back the other way for Columbus. Works it down to the baseline to Kurtenbach. He drives. Head to goal. Shot is up and in. Kurtenbach has now got 9 points in the ball game, and Columbus now with a 38-35 advantage over Hastings High here in the third quarter. The Tigers have led by as many as six here in the second half. There's the ball nearly thrown out of bounds. Is saved by Rebarger. It's retrieved here by Ty Anderson. He has it knocked loose. It's picked up now by Brady Minky. Back to Ty. Ty back in the offensive scoring zone. 6:40 to play in the ballgame. Hastings down by 3 points. 38-35. Here's Rebarger on the deep wing on the right side. Rebarger dribbles to the top of the key. Sends it inside to Opperman. His shot's to be blocked down. And a foul is going to be called. Patrick Opperman is shot right in front of the hole. And it's going to be a foul here. Called on Columbus as Opperman will go to the free throw line. The personal is going to be whistled on Kurtenbach. That's going to be his second. Team foul number four on the Discoverers. And Patrick Opperman goes to the free throw line now for the Tigers. He's got four field goals so far tonight. 8 points, and his free throw is up there. It's no good. Second free throw tonight that Opperman has missed. 38-35. Hastings down by 3 points. Tigers led at halftime, 26-22. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Opperman misses another one, and the rebound comes down to Columbus. So two crucial misses from the free throw line there by Patrick Opperman. And now the Discoverers have the ball back in their offensive zone. Linder comes out to Eck. His pass over there on the right side is intercepted, but standing on the sideline was Brady Minky. So they give the ball back to Columbus. Here comes Brandon Sargent back into the ball game now for Columbus, replacing Nick Linder. High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Good one brewing here tonight, 38-35. The Tigers down by 3 points. Columbus with the ball. Kurtenbach sends it down low. The ball is going to be taken away here by Wilkie, but he stepped on the end line. The pass was errant as they tried to get it to a Brandon Stewart, or rather a Brandon Sargent. Wilkie picks it up, but it was right on the end line here, and he's called for being out of bounds. 10 turnovers on Hastings, 8 on Columbus. Discovers plays things into a Sargent, kicks it back out into three-point territory. That's Caleb Tim with the ball. Two-handed pass comes on the near sideline to Eck, who sends it back inside. It's going to be too far. It's out of bounds. Heck trying to send it back inside to Brandon Stewart. They threw it too far, and Columbus turns away again. Hastings High back with the ball. They can tie things up here with a three-point field goal. 5:50 to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing by the score of 38-35. Grady Menke to the far sideline. Out of Ty Anderson. Holds the ball in deep wing against Eck. Goes down to Rebarger. Back outside. There's a Brady Menke with the ball. Columbus is still under man-to-man defense. Brady Menke comes over here to Rebarger. Out to Menke. To Rebarger down in the corner. That's Opperman with the ball. Lobs it back to the free throw line to Menke. Standing there. Now drives it down the lane. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be partially deflected. And the ball's going to be brought out of there by a Sergeant for Columbus. Back the other way comes Nate Eck. He dribbles the ball on the lane. It's going to be tapped away. Eck picks it back up, and then his pocket's going to be picked by Gooden, who loses control. Picked back up by Eck, sends it to the left side to Tim. It's not good. Columbus now with a five-point lead. Tigers need a field goal right here. We're down to 5 minutes to play. Here's Ty Anderson with the ball just to the left of the circle. Entry pass. They get it to Wilkie. Squares around to the bucket, can't put up a shot. Comes out to Ty Anderson. Out to Grady Minkie, now inside the free throw circle. The Rebarger to Ty Anderson. Moves it down to the left side, down to the baseline. Out to Opperman. His shot from the wing is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Columbus. Jake Eck has got the ball. The Discoverers have a five-point lead in the ball. There's Tim with it now. Entry pass to get it inside to Kurtenbach. He works against the Tiger defense, driving with a hole. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound, goes back up, and he's fouling the play and misses the shot. Kurtenbach with an offensive board there for the Discoverers. And the foul is going to be called here on Hastings High. That's going to go on Ty Anderson. That's going to be his first. So Columbus has now opened up a five-point lead at 40-35 over Hastings. He has some free throws here from Alex Kurtenbach. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Kurtenbach is now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Scepter Duong is into the ball game now for Hastings High, replacing Ty Anderson. 41-35, the biggest lead of the ball game now for the Discoverers. And it occurs here in the fourth. Next shot is up there. It is good from Kurtenbach. 42-35. The Discoverers now with a 7-point lead with 4 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Here's Rebarger for 3. His shot's going to be up there. It's good. It gets the roll high into the air and right down through the hole. Tyler Rebarger comes back and nails a tray for Hastings High. We've got a timeout. 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Columbus 42, Hastings 38.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings High girls tonight lost to Columbus 69-44 in the first ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia girls winners tonight over Wood River by a score of 67-30. Hastings High boys now trailing here by a score of 42-38. Good basketball game here tonight in Columbus as we have reached the halfway point in this fourth quarter. Columbus has got the ball in their offensive zone and they're burning time out here as Jake Eck was trapped along the far sideline. So Columbus will call a timeout here with 4 minutes exactly to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Columbus 42, Hastings 38.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings.
A healing environment. People who care K-H-A-S. For you and about you.
Back here in Columbus, 42-38 is the score. Hastings High trailing the Discoverers by 4. Columbus led 14-12 after the first quarter. Tigers came back to grab a 26-22 halftime lead. The Discoverers then led by 1 point after 36-35. Columbus opened up a 7-point advantage here in the fourth quarter at 42-35. Tyler Rebarger coming back and nailing a 3-pointer. The Bull Hastings back within 4. Now the Discoverers will inbound off of the far sideline with 4 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Caleb Tim will get things into Jake Eck. Hastings will stay with a man-to-man defense. Tim has got it. Back outside down to Sargent. Dribbles down the lane. Throws it over here on the right side of the lane to Olsen. His shot's going to be partially deflected. And a rebound comes down to Scepter Duong. Duong has got it for Hastings High. Down to a Brady Minky. So here come the Tigers with 3:43 to play. Tigers trailing by 4 points in the ballgame. Minky has got it out here in three-point territory. Comes across the top to Tyler Rebarger. Down in the corner to Scepter Duong. Rebarger, not a Minky. 25 feet away from the basket. The Patrick Opperman, not a Minky. Comes over to Scepter Duong from the wing. His three-pointer is put up there, no good. Offensive rebound. Opperman, his shot's going to be no good. He misses the easy one, and a foul is going to be called. Hastings High missing a ton of shots within 2 or 3 feet of the basket there in the second half. And now we got a foul called on Hastings. It's going to go on Rebarger. That's going to be his third. The Tigers over the limit here in the second half, so this will be a one-and-one situation back at the other end. So we're going to have a free throw attempt coming up here for the Discoverers with 3:18 remaining, a 42-38 ball game. The Discoverers have the lead. Matt Otten to the free throw line here, and his shot is up. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. So it's still a four-point ball game. Both teams missing some free throws down the stretch here. Scepter Duong has got the ball to Minky. Entry pass to get it to Wilkie. Back outside now to Rebarger. Minky at the top of the key. Holds it. Now to Wilkie. His pass down low. He kicks it back out to Duong. And the baseline is shot up and in. Scepter Duong hitting one there from the right baseline as they work it underneath the basket. Scepter Duong then scores from the right baseline. It's 42-40. Hastings back within 2 points here with 2:49 to play. There's a Jake Eck with the ball. Picked up there by Minky of Hastings. Over to Caleb Tim. The Sergeant at the free throw line now drives it down to paint, throws up an off foul. Shot's going to be no good. Offensive foul. Offensive foul is calling Brandon Sargent as he knocks down Brady Minky down here just to the right of the goal. Brandon Sargent gets hit with his second personal foul. And boy, he looks like a linebacker in there as he took the ball down the lane for Columbus. Brandon Sargent runs over Brady Minky down there deep in the lane and picks up an offensive charging foul. And Sargent, the 6'2" and senior, down comes to the sideline. 42-40 is the score. Hastings within 2 points with 2.5 minutes to play. Scepter Duong has got it. Now to Brady Minky to Wilkie. Pounds it down low to Opperman. Now to Duong to Minky. Now to Rebarger. Just left of the circle. There's Scepter Duong. Hastings trailing by a couple of points here. 42-40. Scepter has got the ball right at the top of the three-point circle. Down to Tyler Rebarger to Minky. Here's Wilkie at the free throw line. Down to Rebarger. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. And a jump ball is called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings. So the Tigers will get it down here. 2:07 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's Columbus leading Hastings High by a score of 42-40. Scepter Duong will inbound the ball here for the Tigers. Baseline right side. Hastings will stack the left side of the lane. Duong lobs it way out here to a Brady Minky in three-point territory. Man-to-man defense here for Columbus as Minky dribble penetration, bounce pass down low to Opperman. He is surrounded, double team, gets it away to Minky. Now to Duong, the Rebarger. Rebarger now to a Wilkie, bounce pass down low, gets it back to a Wilkie, down in the corner on the left side. And now Wilkie tries, and a traveling violation is going to be called. Wilkie trying to angle it toward the goal there, and he's called for the traveling violation. So the Tigers turn it over for the 12th time. They're in the ballgame with 1:47 to play. Hastings down by 42-40. There's pressure in backcourt. The ball's going to be knocked loose, picked up by Hastings, and then a pushing foul. A pushing foul here on a Matt Hutton. Rebarger picks up the loose ball there for the Tigers. Hutton just pushes him from behind because Rebarger was heading to the goal. That's going to be the second foul on Matt Hutton. Gooden is now into the ball game for Hastings. I Mark Gooden checking in there. He will inbound the ball. 1:43 to play in the fourth. 42-40. Hastings down by 2 points. Hastings with the ball in their offensive zone. Wilkie bounce pass into Gooden. Down low. Wheels in the lane. Tries to put a man in the air. Can't do it. Now a traveling violation. Just that little fake results in a traveling violation. Scott Rosno wanted to push from behind there, and he didn't get it. So a turnover on Hastings. The Tigers now turn the ball over twice down here with a chance to tie the score. 1:34 to play. There, the ball game is 42-40. Columbus has got a two-point lead. Discoverers will inbound. Hastings High attacking his field back here. Opperman has got it. Now a foul is going to be called Opperman steals the ball away here in back one, and the foul is going to be called on Jake Eck. So Hastings High with plenty of chances to tie the score down here, and they can't convert. And now Opperman goes to the free throw line for Hastings after Jake Eck fouls him. The third foul on Jake Opperman to the free throw line. He is 0 of 3 from the line tonight. 1-1 situation. Shot is up there. The shot is good. Patrick Opperman pulls the Tigers to within 1 point, 42-41. A minute and 31 seconds to play in regulation here tonight in Columbus. Tigers down by one. Opperman to the free throw line. Steps the shot is up there. He nails that one. So a pair of free throws by Opperman and Hastings High and Columbus tied up at 42 points apiece. Pressure again by the Tigers here in backcourt. Here's a Jake Eck gets away. Eck brings the ball to the 10-second line and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Opperman. That's going to be his second. Tigers at Columbus trapped there in the backcourt. Racing the ball to the 10-second line was a Jake Eck, and then he got pushed from behind by Patrick Opperman. And now Jake Eck will go to the free throw line with a minute and 23 seconds to play. As he steps there, his free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Jake Eck is now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Tonight he's got 7 points. Hastings 42, Columbus 42. There's a Scepter Duong back into the ball game now. Gooden checks out. So Jake Eck, a 72% foul shooter, goes back to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. So he nails 1 out of 2 free throws. It's now a 43-42 ball game in favor of the Discovers. Hastings High with the ball. There's a Brady Minky across the midcourt stripe here. Brady brings it into the offensive zone. As he works out here against Nate Ack, he drives the ball down to the baseline. Another whistle stops play, and a foul is going to be called. Minky tried to drive the ball down to the baseline there, and he's fouled in the play. And now a 1-1 situation coming up here for Brady Minky. As the foul goes on Nate Ack, that's going to be his second. Minky to the free throw line. He's not been there so far tonight. As Brady will toe the mark here for the Tigers. Hastings down by one. Shot is up there. The shot good. Brady Minky hits a free throw. Patrick Opperman nailed a couple of free throws just a few seconds ago to tie the score at 42. Now Minky can give Hastings the lead here. With a back 10 left, Brady Minky's free throw is up there. That one is going to be around the rim. Falls off, no good. Minky misses it, and the rebound comes down to Columbus. So we are tied up at 43 points apiece as Minky misses that second free throw. Here comes Columbus back in their offensive zone. They work it down here on the baseline to Tim, down to the free throw line. That's a curtain box. Moves it down in the low block, back to Curtin. Hockey powers his way to the basket. He's fouled in the play. Matt Otten driving from the left corner toward the goal and then dishes off to Curtinbach in the lane. And Curtinbach draws a personal foul inside. And now Curtinbach goes to the free throw line. Personal fouls whistled on the Scepter Duong. And now Scott Rosno wants to call a timeout here. 52.5 seconds to play. In regulation, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 43, Columbus 43.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
1230 KHAS.
This would go to the wire tonight at Boys High School Basketball in 1230 KHIS Hastings. Hastings High and Columbus. We're tied up at 43 points apiece with 52.5 seconds to play. Hastings High girls tonight losing to Columbus by a score of 69-44. The Hastings St. Cecilia girls are on the road tonight at Wood River and won their ball game by a score of 67-30. So Hastings High trying to finish off Columbus. It's been a free throw shooting contest in the last minute or so. And now we're going to have some more free throws coming up here from Alex Curtinbach. He is 3 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. Curtinbach has got 11 points in the ballgame. We're tied up at 43 points apiece. Hastings High over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. Columbus has got 18 fouls. Curtinbach to the free throw line here for the Discovers. He looks at the basket, his shot is up there, it's good. Curtinbach will have one more. Hastings High now trailing by a point, 44-43, with 52.5 seconds to play. Next one is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. So Kirkbach nails a couple of free throws with 52.5 seconds to play. And now the Hastings High Tigers will have the ball. Still plenty of time out there. Brady Mankey trots it across the midcourt stripe here as the fans go berserk. At Columbus, Scepter Duong has got it. On the deep wing, right side, down to Wilkie. Comes across the top. This is Rebarger with the ball. Rebarger back outside, top of the key to Brady Mankey. Down in the corner, that's Wilkie with the ball. The Scepter Duong goes for the hole. It's going to be up there. It's going to be off of the rim. No good. Down for the rebound. Brought down by Wilkie. He goes back up. Misses the shot. No good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up by Columbus, and a foul is called. Again, Hastings High with two shots right in front of the basket and could not convert. Personal fouls will be whistled on the Tigers. Now we're going to shoot some more free throws down here. The foul is going to go on Brady Mankey. So Nate Eck is going to go to the free throw line, but Scott Rosner wants to call a timeout. 22.1 seconds to play. We got another timeout with a score. Columbus 45, Hastings 43.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here in Columbus. 22.1 seconds to play in regulation. Columbus with a two-point lead over the Tigers. It is 45-43. Nate Eck to the free throw line here for Columbus. Eck has not been there tonight. His shot is up there. The shot good. This guy is only a 42% foul shooter, and he sinks his first one here tonight. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. Columbus now with a 3-point lead over the Tigers, 46-43. Next shot by Eck is up there. That one is off of the rim, and it's going to be no good. So he hits one, and the Tigers are down by 3 points, 46-43. Tigers with the ball with 15 seconds. Scepter Duong drives it in the lane. It's not going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Push. Hastings grabs it there. Wilkie had it down to the baseline and a push from behind. So Hastings did not go for the three-pointer there. And now we got 11.3 seconds to play. Hastings will be at the free throw line now with Wilkie. Wilkie at the free throw line with 11.3 seconds to play. It's 46-43. Columbus with a three-point lead. Wilkie is 2 out of 2 so far tonight. 10 points in the ball game. Shot is up there and a shot good. 46-44. Columbus leading by 2 points here in this one. 11.3 seconds to play. Tigers are down by 2 points. Wilkie will have one more. Will he try to miss this one? No. He puts it up there. The shot is down through the hole. Now Scott wants to call another timeout. So 11.3 seconds to play. We've got a one-point ball game. We'll take a break with the score. Columbus 46, Hastings 45.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 11.3 seconds to play in regulation. The Hastings High Tigers are down by 1 point. 46-45 is the score. Columbus is going to inbound the ball here in backcourt. So a great basketball game here tonight. Come down to this. 11.3 seconds remaining. And Columbus will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Hastings has got 10 fouls plus here in the second half. So any foul here will send Columbus to the free throw line for two. They will play things. And the ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Rebarger. Now to Opperman. His shot in the lane is going to be no good. He's fouling the play. Tyler Rebarger got the interception for Hastings. It was 7 seconds to play. Patrick on the free throw line for the Tigers. So a big turnover on Columbus. And now Patrick Opperman goes to the free throw line for Hastings High with 7 seconds to play. This will be a two-shot foul. Columbus has now got 10 fouls left. Opperman to the free throw line. Shot good. Hastings has tied things up. Opperman is now 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. He can give Hastings the advantage here. With 7 seconds to play, Patrick Opperman's free throw is up there. It's good. Opperman nails a pair of free throws, and now we've got a timeout. Hastings High has the lead. They got the steal here in backcourt with Tyler Rebarger getting the ball to Opperman, who was then fouled, and the Tigers now have the lead with 7 seconds to play. We have got a timeout. The score, Hastings 47, Columbus 46.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
All right, what a basketball game here tonight. The Hastings High Tigers get a steal with 11.3 seconds to play. Patrick Opperman was then fouled after getting the feed from Tyler Rebarger. Opperman, cool as a cucumber, steps to the free throw line to hit two free throws. Hastings High down with the lead, 47-46. But Columbus will inbound the ball here in backcourt. 47-46, both coaches going over their game plans here. Now they'll come out. Columbus will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Nick Linder will inbound the ball. 47-46, Hastings with a one-point lead. They will play things in to a Jake Eck across the 10-second line, and Eck will call a timeout, and now we've got an injured player down there for Columbus. Right at the 10-second line, it looked like Alex Kurtenbach wanted to set a screen out there at the 10-second line, and he went down grabbing his knee. We've got 2.6 seconds to play. We've got a timeout, Columbus. All they want to do is get the ball into the offensive zone, and now they'll set up a play here. They're trying to go for the final shot, but Kurtenbach, one of their mainstays offensively, is down here at the 10-second line. Looks like he has suffered some sort of a knee injury. So we've got a timeout with 2.6 seconds to play. Columbus will have the ball in the offensive zone. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 47, Columbus 46.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Kurtenbach is now getting to his feet. They're going to have to help him to the sideline. So Kurtenbach, who I think was trying to set a screen right there at the 10-second line, goes down for Columbus, and he's going to have to be helped off of the floor now and back to the locker room. But we've got just 2.6 seconds remaining here in the basketball game. Hastings High hitting 2 free throws with 7 seconds to go from Patrick Opperman to give the Tigers the lead 47-46. And now it's going to be Columbus inbounding the ball here on the near sideline with 2.6 seconds remaining. Nate Eck will inbound the ball here for the Discoverers in their offensive zone. Nate has got the ball, looking to play things in. He gets it in now to Caleb Tim. Tim to the far side, into the shot by Linder at the buzzer. No good. Hastings High is one. Linder throws up a three-pointer from the left side that was not anywhere close to going down through the hole. And the Hastings High Tigers have won their second straight road game here tonight. The Tigers knock off the Columbus Discoverers by 1 point. The final score, Hastings 47, Columbus 46, as the Tigers come back from a deficit in the fourth quarter here tonight to win the basketball game. Hastings coming back from a 6-point deficit in the second half to win the ball game here tonight. In fact, the Tigers were down at 7 points at one time at 42-35, and Hastings comes back to win the ball game tonight by a score of 47 to 46. Again, the Tigers 47, Columbus 46. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No, that's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HDTVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back in Columbus, the Hastings High Tigers win their second straight ball game here tonight as the Tigers beat the Columbus Discoverers by the score of 47-46. Columbus led 14-12 after the first quarter. Tigers led at halftime 26-22. Columbus led 36-35 after three quarters of play. Then the Discoverers open up a 7-point lead in the fourth quarter at 42-35. Before Hastings High came back, and it was a nip and tuck down the stretch. Columbus had the lead after we were tied up at 43 points apiece. Kurtenbach nailing a couple of free throws to give the Discoverers a lead 45-43. Nate Eck hit a free throw to give the Discoverers a three-point lead 46-43. Cade Wilkie hit two free throws to give Hastings within 1 point at 46-45. And then going to the free throw line was Patrick Opperman. It was the Columbus inbounding the ball there in the final seconds of the ball game, 11.3 seconds to play. Tyler Rebarger got an interception, gave it to Opperman right in the lane, and he was fouled in the play. With 7 seconds to play, Opperman goes to the free throw line and nailed two free throws. Then the last desperation shot there by Columbus would not fall, and Hastings High wins it tonight by a score of 47-46. The Tigers now 2-2 on the season. They will play at York on the Saturday night as Hastings wins two road games right in a row, and the Tigers giving up their record. Columbus will drop to 1-4 after this one tonight. Cade Wilkie led the way for Hastings High tonight, 12 points in the ball game. Patrick Opperman finished with 11, so two guys in double figures. 8 points for Tyler Rebarger, 6 for Ty Anderson, then 2 points apiece from Will Reimer, also Scepter Duong, and Mark Gooden. 1 point for Brogan Shea in the ball game tonight. The Tigers hitting 12 out of 18 from the free throw line. Columbus hit 13 out of 19 from the stripe here tonight. They were led by Alex Kurtenbach. He had 13 points, the only man to reach double figures tonight for the Discoverers. Jake Eck had 8 points. Caleb Tim had 8. 7 for Nick Linder. Then he had 4 points from Nate Eck. 2 points for Dakota Wright. 2 for Matt Otten. And 2 for Brandon Sargent. So again, the Hastings High Tigers win it here tonight over Columbus by a score of 47-46. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Experience the joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers.
Bob Sass Flowers has the most unique and festive ideas, including wreaths, seasonal bouquets, and poinsettias. Shop the Ooze and Oz level for even more gift ideas. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game. Brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to Columbus. Hastings High wins it tonight by a score of 47-46 over the Columbus Discoverers. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. And in the Hastings High girls game, it was all Columbus as the Discoverers beat Hastings 69-44. Two players reached double figures tonight for Hastings in that game. Erika Van Brocklin had 12, Zoe Mays had 11. For Hastings High, they had two players scoring double figures as well. Kate Wilkie had 12 points tonight. Patrick Opperman had 11. Tyler Rebarger, he's the guy who tipped the ball away, eventually got the steal there later in the ball game for the Tigers. He finishes with 8 points in the contest. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our players of the game tonight for Hastings High. First of all, for the Hastings High girls basketball team, Erika Van Brocklin. She comes up with 12 points in the ball game. Hit 4 3-pointers in the ball game tonight to lead the Tigers in scoring with 12 points. So she'll be our player of the game for the Hastings High girls. And for the Hastings High guys, Patrick Opperman, the guy who goes to the free throw line, nails a couple of free throws with 7 seconds to play to give the Tigers the lead and the victory here tonight. Patrick Opperman will be our player of the game for the Hastings High Tigers as he finishes with 11 points, 4 out of 7 from the free throw line, but 2 crucial free throws there with 7 seconds to play. And the Tigers knock off Columbus tonight by a score of 47-46. So Marika Van Brocklin, Patrick Opperman are players of the game tonight for the Hastings High Tigers. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Columbus Hastings High wins it here tonight over Columbus by a score of 47-46. As Hastings head coach Scott Rosno will join us on the postgame. And coach, interesting ball game right to the tail end. You guys made the plays when you had to win this, baby.
Well, we knew it was going to be that type of ball game from the get-go. You know, just having watched them, they're the type of crew that they compete all the way to the end. That's really what we're kind of looking to see out of our kids, to compete all the way to the end. We were able to do that. Some of the things that we did throughout the game, we bent a little bit on those, but we did not break. And then I think some of the same things that we were doing throughout the game were some of the same things that benefited us down the stretch. We continued to try to go inside, and we continued to try to use our press. And those two things ended up paying off down the end.
Let's talk about the final couple of seconds of the ball game. You guys, first of all, make a big defensive play with 11 seconds to play. Talk about that.
Well, it took a team effort. You know, I know the ball ended up in Pat Offerman's hands, and that's great for us and great for him. But it did take all five guys that are out on the floor. It takes everybody understanding what we're trying to do with that particular press scheme. and he was the beneficiary, which definitely is a benefit to us because he's a nice free throw shooter to have at the line.
Reebacher knocks the ball away, got the ball, got it to Opperman, who cool as a cucumber, steps to the free throw line and nails a pair of free throws to give you guys the lead at 47-46. They then had a chance to come back the other direction with 7 seconds to play. Talk about the final seven.
Well, we talked to our kids. It was very important that we were in a switch opportunity that no kid was ever able to come off of a screen clean because we didn't want anybody to be able to get a clean look. We had a little bit of a delay just because two bodies had run into each other, and one of their better players actually had to step out of the game, which is unfortunate. But it was a situation where our kids didn't get caught up in that moment, and they continued to play out. The ball came back in directly after that. And we did not give up anything going to the hole. They did get a shot off. It was about 45, 50 feet out. But we did not want anything going towards the basket, and we were able to take care of that. The ball caromed high off the glass, and that's how you hang on to it.
So East Lansing wins it here tonight, 47-46 over Columbus. You go on the road twice now, Coach, in the last three or four days, and come out of here with victories. Obviously, the momentum back on the Tigers' side, huh?
Well, I think a big key there is that the kids understand that's very important for them to be able to rely on each other. And then it's also very important that each kid knows that he's being trusted by a whole squad of teammates. And, each kid gave their best effort. We were able to use, again, about 10 guys, maybe some of them not necessarily as many minutes. But being able to spell those starters and spell that first unit of guys is able to keep us fresh to be able to do what we're trying to do for 32 minutes.
Cade Welke finishes with 12 points in the ball game. Opperman had 11, so some good post play, some good shots within a couple of feet of the basket there for Cade Welke and Opperman.
Well, exactly, and then we got Eric Galrick with a couple more points, and so we're about even as far as inside-outside play. I know Brogan Shea wasn't able to score, but it was a situation, or maybe he did pick up a free throw, but it was a situation where Brogan was able to get a couple of boards inside and a couple of putbacks, and that's what Pat and Cade were able to do. We really talked to our kids about staying active on the glass. We want to get forward of the glass offensively and defensively. You know, I thought there were times where defensively we gave up some offensive boards to Columbus, and that kind of hurt us, but I thought that definitely in some serious crunch times we were able to hold them to one and done.
You guys, with all that being said, you guys missed a ton of shots, I thought, in the fourth quarter within 3 or 4 feet of the basket. This one could have been well in control, but you guys left the door open about midway through the fourth quarter. You missed a ton of shots of that.
You know, kind of go back even before that. We came out at halftime. We talked to the kids about two aspects that we really had to focus offensively, and one was take care of the ball, and we did not do that to start the third quarter off. And then secondly, we wanted to be able to get some inside touches, and I didn't think that we necessarily did that early in that third quarter either. We kind of settled for some outside jumpers, and we kind of turned the ball over, and it gave Columbus a chance to score in transition. It took our offense flow out of it. And then all of a sudden, we're instead of a four, five, six point ball game, all of a sudden we're down one or two, and we're having to continue to make plays. And I think that's just kind of a credit of that, you know, growing up from a year ago. A year ago, we talked about the same squad of kids, and we basically just explained a year ago that we were young and we were inexperienced. And by the end of the year, we were still young, I mean, and not inexperienced. So now we come back this year with a lot of the kids that we're trying to expect them to carry over some of the things that we learned a year ago, and hopefully that's the right direction we're headed.
So now you're four games into the season, and I think in the last two ball games, you got to feel like we took a major step forward, don't you?
Well, I believe so. You know, Columbus is a very competitive squad. They've got a pair of 6'4 posts that are very athletic and keep you honest on the glass, and then equally so, they've got some kids that can not only hit the outside shot, but they do a nice job of getting defense over and cause problems. And so, you know, for us to be able to go on the road, pick up a win like this over a team that's, you know, that athletic and competitive, you know, I know that they're going to have a tough time in Class A just because it's a whole other high level of basketball. But for us, this is a good step in the right direction because Columbus is going to, you know, they're the type of team against Class B schools. They're going to make it tough.
Hastings High again wins it 47-46. Couple of free throws with 7 seconds to play for Patrick Opperman. Hastings now 2-2 to get ready for York coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll hit the road and and challenge ourselves, go up Interstate 80, and York's got a nice squad. They lost a real good athlete last year. The Zump kid was pretty solid, but they've got some nice kids coming back. They were a team that during football, our kids locked up with them the last few years, and in basketball, we were able to pick up a home win a year ago, but it's on the road, and that's just a different challenge.
you guys like it on the road, Coach. You're 2-1 on the road.
Well, the biggest thing is that we're taking these same group of kids, and so we know we've got a chance to compete.
Okay, good luck on Saturday. We'll see you again.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Tom Ramsdell, the head coach for Hastings High. Again, the Tigers win it tonight, 47-46 over Columbus. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred, will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
So the Hastings High girls basketball team drops one tonight to Columbus by a score of 69-44. The guys come back and score 47-46. The Tigers now 2-2 on the season on the boys' side of things. We've got some more high school basketball coming your way Friday night here on 1230 KHIS. Adams Central and Ord beginning at 5:45 here on 1230 KHIS. On the breeze, KLIQ 94.5 on Friday night. Hastings St. Cecilia boys will take on the Sutton Mustangs. Well, their time at 7:30. One of the games tonight, the St. Cecilia girls went on the road tonight and beat Wood River by a score of 67-30. That'll wrap things up for 1230 KHS Sports tonight. For my producer and engineer, Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Columbus.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Incorporated.
Hastings Link to the music you want and the local information you need. 1230 KHAS.
Is it time for a new roof?